This Rocket Podcast is brought to you by Dr. Stephanie Call and the Animal Practice.
We're ready for another homecoming game at Crittenden County. The Rockets will host Webster County Friday night in the annual ritual that we know as homecoming. Brings out a lot of people, and Coach Starnes, this will be a good game, I think, for the fans. We were coming off a tough loss last week. However, I think things are going to turn around. We've got Webster, a team that we've traditionally been able to handle pretty well, although they played us fairly close last year over there in the monsoon.
Yeah, make no mistake, though, Chris. I'm going to tell you, I've watched them play Union County, and they beat Hopkins Central. And, they're a team that I think is improving every week. And they have some kids that I think play real hard and play the game like it should be played and it's supposed to be played. And, you know, for instance, they have a running back that his name's Chance Cook. He's number 17. And, you know, he's 5'6", 110 pounds. But, I mean, I'm telling you, watching him run the football, he runs it hard. Sticks his nose in there. He's not afraid. He's pretty quick, and they like to run screens with him. So, you know, they got some kids. I think the quarterback runs hard. He throws the ball well. They've got a receiver that catches the ball. I think his name is Warren. And, they just play hard, and it's going to be hard for us, and it's going to be a good contest for us. You know, but we're going to have to make sure that we improve on what we did last week and take this challenge. And we accept the responsibility of getting these kids ready to play, and hopefully we got them ready this week.
And this is a team that's under new leadership. Coach Whitaker, Mike Whitaker, has taken over, and Mike's been a successful coach throughout his career. And he's coached Tim Couch, and the boy from Christian County went on and played at Virginia, and he knows football. He's a good coach, and probably the best coach I know that they've had over there. They even played some pro ball.
Yeah, and I know Mike, and he's been around this area too, and he's been at Christian County, and I know he's got Ben Gore with him, who Ben and I know each other real well, and been around each other, so. They have ties at Christian County, and so, you know, they have a good group with them as far as the coaches, the leaders, and I'm sure that I can tell there's some improvement with the kids, and I think that it just comes with a little bit of confidence, and I think that's what they're working for right now. And I've been in that situation. I understand it. And, you know, it's going to take one game for them to understand what it takes. And I hope that we don't use this as that particular game and come out and take care of what we need to take care of. You know, it's our homecoming. They can beat us and we can beat them. It's just simply going to be the team that comes out and fights hard to the end.
This is a Webster team that won on the opening week, 40-28 over Hopkins Central, a team that we've beaten already this year, but then lost three in a row to Muhlenberg, Union County, and Ballard. And in all those games, they've given up 44, 50, and 50 points. So, it's one of those games that maybe they come into this, feel like they've got a shot to get back on the winning track. And Coach Wheeler, I know their offense maybe a little better than it has been. They've got some weapons and some good-looking kids.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you got Beatty last year. Still wanted to throw
quarterback.
The quarterback, Dylan Beatty, wanted to throw the ball even in the rain, and we were fortunate enough to pick the ball off. But like Coach was saying, that running back, until he told me his size, I really couldn't believe it and actually had to look it up because he plays about twice that size. I think they do a lot of things well. They try to throw some different formations at you and see how you're going to adjust to it. But in the end, I think the quarterback is their leader, and he throws a ball, throws a real good ball, and he's not afraid to run it either.
He's just a junior, but he's a three-year starter for them.
Yes, sir, he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know we've had some injuries, and I talked to Lane Wallace a little bit night before last, and this podcast today is brought to you by the Animal Clinic and Dr. Stephanie Call, and we may have to have Lane show up out there and get him checked out, because as far as I know, he still hadn't been to the doctor about that shoulder problem he had last week.
Yeah, he had. He's been practicing this week, and you can tell he's still favoring a little bit, and we're banged up a little bit, and we've got to get some kids healthy, and but we practiced, and they're going to have to play and go through the pain that they have to have through this game. And he didn't go have it checked, But, you know, I mean, Lane's a tough kid. He's going to play with it and go through as much as he can. And that's what worries us, that you try to prepare kids for it. And then you have to worry about somebody else coming in there because of injury. And you know, and that's our downfall this year, I think, is just the lack of experience and depth that we have. And, you know, but it is what it is. And we're gonna come out, whoever's out there, and play as hard as we can possibly play.
And talking to Lane about that, you know, he was growling and moaning and carrying on when he would come off the field. And he came off, running off two or three times during the game last week. And I think after I've talked to him, I believe it was more out of frustration on his part than it was in pain. He said it was not that painful. He was just frustrated he couldn't be on the field.
Yeah, and that just shows his character. I mean, Lane has emerged, I think, as our leader on this team. And, you know, it's hard for the team if he's not out there simply because of the leadership, and he's vocal and he wants to be out there and he plays hard all the time. And he was in for to have a good night before he came out. I thought that he just improved so much, just a little bit that he was in there from the week before, that, you know, we were interested to see what he was going to do for that whole game. But, you know, obviously he didn't, and he got hurt. And hopefully, you know, we can take care of that, and it won't be bothering or aggravating him as much, where he can play a whole game this week.
Of course, Mason Myers, sophomore, came in and ran the ball well at tailback when he was out. And on defense, Coach Wheeler, you move some people around. I think Tyler Coleman end up where he was at?
Well, Tyler Coleman, you know, he's one of those guys that can play multiple positions, but he's back on the line. But then if something happens to Lane or we need to get Lane a break, he'll go to Mike linebacker. And made a few different little changes in the secondary. Got Noah playing a little bit more corner and Cosby going back and playing free. And then you had Dylan Hicks is starting to understand free safety a little bit more. And then you have Ethan Hunt that can play corner really well, Jesse Bell, and of course still Birdwell over there. So we have a few different combinations that we can use, and hopefully we'll strategically put those out there. That way they'll be rested for some really good offensive series and we can throw a lot of points up.
Throw a lot of points up. That's what we need to do this week.
That's what I tell him all the time. If he would just throw up a lot of points, it'd be a whole lot less pressure on me.
Or if we shut him out, we'll have a chance to win them. So, you know, but you know, we also have to mention that Dylan Hollis has been out the last 2 weeks. He had to go get a shot in his back and said that that he can't aggravate it any more than what it is. So he's going to have to just play in pain. And you know, I hate it for him, but you know, he's going to have to get out there. And every week is going to be the same thing for him, that there's really nothing that they can do, and just shows a love for the game that, you know, he wants to play in pain and know there's going to be pain throughout the course of the game. So we just had to make sure that we mentioned that you know, we got some kids that are banged up, that's hurt, but they're playing through it.
Yeah. And for Dylan, it's such a tragedy, because I know I've known Dylan since he was a little kid, and there's nobody that loves to play any more than he does. And it's just a shame that he has to play in so much pain.
Right. And you can see it frustrates him. We understand mm-hmm. that, and we hate it for him. But, you know, we can't change it. The good thing is that the doctor didn't say that he couldn't play anymore, that he's still able to play. And that's what he wanted to hear, I know.
Mm-hmm. Webster County is a team that we have traditionally had really a little trouble with. It's a team that they play all the way up. Middle school, we play them traditionally, and in the Little League program, they're in our program, and they're our rivals, so we play them twice. Over the past, since 1983, the Rockets are 24-6 against Webster, but it hadn't always been that way. It was 2-6 the previous years, but this is a game that people, when we go into this game, we feel like we're confident we can win this as a community, and this is a better homecoming matchup than say, Tillman was a few years ago, maybe. And then last year, of course, we lost to Muhlenberg by 1 point in our homecoming game.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, homecoming's for the fans and stuff like that, and the kids, and you know, for us coaches, it's part of the game. We understand it. It's part of the festivities. It's part of the whole thing about it. But you know, when you get out of routine and you know, there's distractions like this, then you know, it concerns us as coaches, and tomorrow is going to be out of routine because we have to be off the field at a certain time in order for the homecoming festivities to continue. And so, you know, when you break that, you hope that we can gain it back as a group and get them focused again back on what they're supposed to do.
Who's Coach Wheeler just looking? You know, sometimes the fans go to the game and you can sit at a whole game and you hear a guy's name called two or three times. But who's the guys that we're not hearing their names called, but yet they're performing?
Oh, I'd definitely say, you know, Ethan Hunt and Alex Cosby on defense. A lot of times Mason Myers, you know, especially, you know, secondary. If we're in cover two and a corner does his job and turns the play back in, nobody ever says his name. But as a coaching staff, that's who we're most proud of, or I'm most proud of, as a defense coordinator, just because he did his job. And so, you know, we have several guys that are just finally starting to kind of come in their own as playing football, as being football players. And they probably don't get their name called enough, but, you know, I'm looking for tomorrow night that them just have a great defensive effort, and hopefully you're going to hear a lot of names that we don't hear all the time.
You know, and also I just have to say this too, that, you know, we go back and watch the film. There's two kids on the sidelines that I think really are excited, and they never get in and play, and you don't ever hear their name, and that's Dakota Kerner and Charlie Johnson. And, you know, we can see a play happen just like we ran the reverse and Noah was running down the field, and I'm watching the sidelines, and I see DK, Dakota Kerner, and Charlie Johnson just running down the field in the picture, just running, and see the excitement on their face, jumping up and down. And in fact, Charlie gets to the end where he's not supposed to cross over anymore, and he just stops and starts jumping. So, you know, it's things like that I think is rewarding for us coaches, because be able to look at things like that and see kids that are actually not in it and having fun. And, you know, Nick Rogers is one also that you see on the film and running down and getting excited. And that's what we want to see, the young kids that are on the sideline that could be huddled up over there, not into the ball game, not excited, but they are. They're excited to be out there. They're excited that their team is having some success and whatever it is. And, you know, hopefully that will rub off. And I think in the end, we'll see that those guys right there are going to be exciting kids to watch in the future.
And the thing about Charlie is last week when we played Union, we had a fourth down late in the fourth quarter, and of course they still had their starters in, and it was fourth and four, and we got a stop and a turnover on downs, and you know, kind of a rough night. Charlie comes over, puts his arm around, he's like, "Coach, good call. I saw that, good call." And it's just enough to make you smile, because you know, you have a bad day, you see Charlie, and he just makes you smile.
You know, you're talking about the future and smiling. You can't help but look at this middle school team and just be so proud of those guys. They've come out of the chute 5-0 this season. Coach Donnie Phillips and J-Rod Jared Brown are leading a very successful young team, and they beat South Hopkins this week. I know they play in the Trojan Bowl. We'll have Trigg County Saturday over there at Dixon, and that's going to be a tough game for them. But, wow, just 5-0 out of the chute. Then our Little League program is a cumulative 6-0 in the first 2 weeks. So, you know, that's encouraging, and really it's an attractiveness for maybe the head coach to stick around beyond his retirement period.
Chris, and I've watched these teams play, and they've got some kids that are exciting to watch. But I think I think two things. I think that that the coaching staff on all the levels are doing a good job. You watch them, and I pay attention to them and what they say and how they're teaching it. And they do an excellent job with the kids, and I think that's probably number one. And then secondly, I watch collectively as a group, and each one of those, that they have a good nucleus in a team, that it's not just one individual player, that is a team, then there's a great nucleus in each one of them. And the challenge for me to them would be that they need to stick together, because one day, if they do, they can be something special. And that's what has to happen. Unfortunately, we've seen it come, and we've seen throughout the years that they don't stick together, and that's the million-dollar question, is how to get those kids to stick together. And if there's 18 sixth graders right now, they need to be 18 seventh graders, and so on and so forth, and move up, and they need to stay with it. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen. But they are fun to watch, and there's a good excitement for in future for the program. you know, who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, we'll be excited to see them.
You know, this year you've got, what, five seniors, I believe, and three of those maybe, three of them have been in the program for all 4 years. Is that right?
We have,
I believe that's right.
Nick Greenwell is the third one you're talking about. I forgot what year he moved in here, but Lane and Noah played all the way.
So there's just two guys, and I know next year you got a big junior class. There's 13 of those guys, and that's a big class for Crittenden County. And you look down in the third grade, and there are like 50 kids out for the football team. And, you know, yeah, what's the magic? What's the recipe to keep all these guys excited about it? And
you know, if we
playing?
Had that, yeah. We'd be millionaires. And we just don't have that. And it's simple. You know, I think that they've got to get playing time. They've got to be interested and keep the interest in it. And if they're not interested in it, they're not going to play it. If the parents aren't interested in playing them because they spend so much time out there and it's not rewarding for them, they're not going to play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to make sure that we keep them on the field, and it's very simple that next year we go to single A and we go back down to where we're supposed to be. We've been in 2A for this the fourth year, and 3 years prior to this we've won three ball games, and this is the last year in 2A. We go back down to single A, and we have an opportunity, a chance to win the district every year then. So we become one of the largest single A schools. And so by doing that, we challenge the coaches and the players to get their friends out, and the coaches to recruit the kids and get them out to play, and trying to get a push to go to 50. We have five seniors this year, and I think that we have about 13 to 18 eighth graders that should be freshmen next year. So, you know, hopefully those kids will stay out, and we move that transition and almost up to mid 40s next year in our numbers. So that's what we're looking for. We feel like that we should have at least 15 in each class every year, and that's what we're trying to get to.
I want to remind everyone that this podcast is sponsored by Dr. Stephanie Call out at the Animal Clinic. It's out where the old drive-in theater was at. So when you've got a dog, a cat, or some other animal that needs some attention, that's a great place to go and get it checked out. I'm sure she'll take good care of it.
Or a player.
Yeah, we may have to get Lane out there before it's over. We hope to see Lane full strength Friday night against Webster County. Webster comes in here at 1-3 on a three-game losing streak, and the Rockets are 2-1. We won our first two of the season, and then a little setback last week against Union County, but hope to get back on track and win this one before we go over to Muhlenberg County next week, playing that beautiful facility they have. So what's the big this week, what do we need to do? What's the theme this week to beat Webster County?
Do your job. That's what it is the whole year. And you know, we had about 39 missed assignments against mm-hmm. Union County mm-hmm. and 26 missed tackles. So we just have to simply do our job. And we do that, and everybody does their job and does it in a bad mood, then we should have success. If they don't, then I'm telling you, Webster County is a good football team, and we won't win this ball game.
Coach Wheeler, any closing thoughts?
I'm just really excited for it, and I think this is going to be a breakout game for several players. Just seeing it yesterday in practice, had a good feeling, not trying to be always Mr. Optimistic, but, you know, I think with Noah Dickerson, I think he's finally going to get a lot of confidence, Alex Cosby, and I look for Coach Starnes, as I call the mad scientist, as offensive coordinator, to be able to do what he wants to do. And defensively, I think we're going to hopefully our kids come with an attitude on the football field, because they're great young men off the football field. But if we come with a bad attitude on the field, I think it's going to be a great night for Crittenden County football.
Okay, it's homecoming week. Coronation of the Queen and the King begins at 6:30. That ceremony will finish up, and we'll kick it off at 7 o'clock against Webster County. Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.